And I'm just blown away by this. Dr. Zelenko joins us now, along with Dr. Brian McDonough, and we'll try and get in a couple of medical calls this half hour. Dr. Zelenko, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Sean.
Okay, tell us what. So all of this is true. You have not. You've had 100% success rate.
I define success as not having to go to the hospital, since hospitals are overwhelmed right now. So I've treated aggressively these patients, and I've seen remarkable results within the shortness of breath issue resolved within 4 to 6 hours.
Now, you heard about this case from Florida. We have this guy going to join us at the top of the next hour. He was dying. He told his family goodbye. Doctors said there's nothing that they can do. Last minute, he had somebody prescribe him pretty much your regimen, and he had a tough reaction in the beginning. They gave him some Benadryl. Anyway, after that, the next morning he woke up, and I'm quoting his exact words, but he was kind of stunned by it. He said it felt like nothing had ever happened. He could breathe again. It was back to normal. Are you seeing the same results?
No, not as dramatic, but they do get better.
Was an IV form. It was not a pill.
So listen, Sean, the main issue is here like this. But once ARDS kicks in, that's basically there's tremendous cell damage and there's cytotoxic chemicals being released in the lung, destroying the lungs. And these drugs won't even help then, probably. Well, what we need to do is decrease the viral load and give the immune system time to overcome the infection prior to ARDS developing. So my rationale was, instead of waiting and watching people get sicker, let me try, thank you, President Trump, for approving this drug, and combining some good ideas from other countries that have had experience with this. And all I did was take established regimens and just apply them in the pre-hospital setting when there are patients that have mild to moderate symptoms. And I've seen remarkable results. It really prevents the progression of the disease and patients get better.
All right, we're gonna change lines, doctor, if you don't mind. Dr. Zelenko is with us. Incredible story. We continue though with Dr. Brian McDonough. Dr. McDonough, what is your reaction to that news?
I'm kind of halfway between Dr. Zelenko and my colleague from Temple. I went to med school with Dr. Steve Hom, who's with the FDA. Like, Steve would like to see, obviously, full FDA testing and then use this when possible. Dr. Zelenko has an idea of just throwing it out there, which is one option. I'm kind of in the middle. I believe that those who are COVID-19 positive, but they're under 60, they don't have any other risk factors you're talking about. I think clinical observation and supportive care are good in those cases without in entering these things. One, because of the medication supply, and two, all medications do have side effects, minor, but you